This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time for our regular movie catch-up with Ads. He's brought in a packed list today. Ads, welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Before we get into our first movie, which is all about superheroes.
Yes.
When you were little, which superhero were you attracted to the most?
Do you know what? I think it probably would have been, and this is a bit of a spoiler because we're going to discuss it, probably Superman.
I reckon Superman too. Was it the tight?
Yeah, I think so. The tight, the bod, everything. Yeah. And the fact that he could fly.
Fly as well.
And lift you up as well.
Yeah. And lift you up. Yeah. Spider-Man was okay too, I reckon. But Superman, Spider-Man, there was something about Superman.
Do you know what? Spider-Man, I think, was a bit more fun because you know how he could like get his web and fly between buildings and stuff? That sort of was a bit more fun. But it petrified me because I hate spiders.
What about Wonder Woman? You're too young for that.
No, I did. The Linda Carter version?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I loved it so much. Let's talk about it because there is a new Superman in town and the cape is back on the big screen.
In a big, positive way.
And a positive way. Good.
Awesome.
Tell us about it.
So it's awesome. So it goes back to basics. It's more of a positive, family-themed Superman, which is more along the lines of like the Christopher Reeve stuff. So I think it's a lot more grounded and it's a lot more accessible than the previous iteration of Superman because it was a bit dark and kids couldn't really go and see it.
How does the new Clark Kent compare with previous Supermans, like, you know, Christopher Reeve, for example?
Yeah. So I'm on the firm belief that each person that plays Superman fits it quite perfectly with the type of Superman they're playing. So this particular guy is excellent for this iteration of Superman.
Okay, what's the difference, do you reckon?
So the difference is, so he is more, I guess, nuanced. It's more, it's more sort of like, reminds me sort of more of like a Smallville type character, whereas with the, oh my gosh, the name's escaped my mind, but with Henry Cavill's, it's a more darker take on it.
Okay. Is the action, what's the action like? Visually stunning or more character driven?
Everything's great. So it is character driven. It is, the action is great. The messaging is phenomenal. The messaging is really important and really positive. And, but I think the only criticism I have, it is a bit bloated in that there's a lot of characters in the movie.
Ah, a bit busy.
But it doesn't detract from the overall movie. I think it's just awesome. And it's the type of film that we need at the moment.
Okay, so we need this film. It's more down to earth, you say, than the previous one. How does that all fit into, I suppose, the new DC Universe plans, if at all?
Okay, so from what I understand, this is James Gunn's baby. So this is James Gunn who directed it, who did Guardians of the Galaxy. He's now the studio head. So he is going to look at DC and studios and the movies. So this is a complete reboot of the whole DC universe.
Okay, which leads me to my next question.
Yes.
Younger audiences, are they connecting with this version?
From what I understand, it is definitely more family friendly and parents are definitely taking their kids to go and see it. It is PG, whereas the last iteration, I believe, weren't PG, I think M. So
okay, so would Ads recommend it?
100%.
Go see it. How many stars out of five? We need to start doing this.
I'll go four.
Four stars out of five. Okay, let's move on to the next one. A group of teens, a deadly secret, and a killer with a hook. Tell us about this.
Well, that's right up my alley because you know how much I love my horror films. And I go to the movies with my mum and she hates horror films. But this is a remake from what I understand.
Okay.
I know what you did last summer. It's in the cinemas tomorrow.
Okay, so it's a remake. What's it about? Just remind us for those who can't remember.
A group of friends are terrorized by a stalker who knows about a gruesome incident from their past.
Oh.
And it sort of it taps into this stalker, killing them off.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder you loved it.
And now, the hook action, no.
I hear also that there's some of the original stars appearing. Tell us if that's true.
It is very true. And it's like a lot of the movies of the last, 5 to 10 years where you've got the prequels or the sequels or remakes where you've got the old stars jumping in with new stars.
Okay.
And this is certainly the case with this movie. We've got Jennifer Love Hewitt, who I love, as well as Freddie Prinze Jr. as well, I believe, are in this movie. Now, I don't know how much they are in the movie because I haven't seen it
yet. You haven't seen it yet. Okay, when's it released? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Okay, so we'll be looking out for that one. It's called I Know What You Did Last Summer. What's the buzz around town about it so far with the release imminent?
So, this is the interesting thing. So I had a look before. There's no real reviews at the moment because I don't know if the review embargo has been lifted. Mm. But from what I can understand, you'll put two and two together. The buzz is pretty positive and it's some good old-fashioned slasher fun.
Okay, fantastic. Now, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. One of the most iconic horror films of all time. Oh, is back in focus this week. Tell us about this. Why does The Shining still hold up today more than 40 years later?
Mainly because I watched it the other day, which makes it a lot easier. But it's one of my favourites because it is Stanley Kubrick, so one of his great films, and it is based on a Stephen King novel, right? Mm-hmm. The interesting thing, though, from what I understand, Stephen King did not like the adaptation that Stanley made. So, but I love it because it is a chilling masterclass in psychological thrills and horror. And just the performances are great. And there's so many iconic moments. So I'm not putting any spoilers there because it's such an old movie. There's a scene, you know, Red Rum, which is murder backwards. There's a scene of the blood coming out of the elevator, the two freaky twins, and, of course, Jack Nicholson with his axe. So there's so many iconic moments that are in the story. And I think it's awesome.
Do you reckon Jack Nicholson's performance in The Shining is still unmatched in intensity?
Oh, Warren, that's really a good one, question. Isn't it? And that is a hard one. So it depends. The thing, I guess, there are different types of performances. But you could look at, you know, in terms of intensity, even Heath Ledger with the Joker, you know, with the Batman series, there's and other performances as well.
Now, a couple of SMSs come in. Team Christopher Reeve forever. No reboot can beat that charm. Talking about Superman. This one here saying, just saw the new Superman. Surprisingly emotional.
It is.
What do you reckon? Did you get emotional?
It is definitely emotional. I certainly did. And it just sort of, I won't ruin it for people, but it draws into particular themes and it's interesting how they deal with it and how Superman deals with it. So it's definitely emotional, yes.
I'm not watching the I Know What You Did remake. Some films should be left in the 90s.
Ooh, I do sort of get where they're coming from. And I think a lot of people are sort of sick of the remakes, the reboots. They need something original. But there are still quite a lot of original movies out there. So I don't mind. As long as there's a good story, I don't mind if it's remade and it's done well.
Okay, Kate says, new Superman felt a bit flat for me. Where's the fun? Is that because it's a bit more down to earth?
Oh, so a bit flat. I didn't mind it being. Okay. I don't think it was flat, but obviously they're entitled to their opinion, of course. It's all subjective in terms of movies and stuff, but maybe also expectations. I think a lot of people sometimes go into these movies with high expectations, but I know for this, a lot of people didn't go with any expectation at all. So I think most people liked it.
And this one, Warren and Ads, I want a Wonder Woman reboot like this new Superman one. When's that happening?
So what I understand, James Gunn plan is he's not in any rush to make movies because he needs to make them. He wants to make them or get put a plan in place, right? From what I understand, though, there will be a Green, I think Green Lantern. There'll be a Superman 2 eventually. Wonder Woman, I think, may be on the cards. And eventually, after, I think, a few movies, they might even do a new Justice League reboot, but nothing's been confirmed.
Okay, Ads, always good to chat with you. Catch you next week here on Drive. So
thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.